That's our ring time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. You know, friends, it's always wise, always, to have a package of Alka-Seltzer handy. Yes, you never know when headache, pain, or acid indigestion may threaten to interfere with your day. With Alka-Seltzer handy, you can get the fast, effective relief you want from these ailments and in record time. Yes, Alka-Seltzer's fast, really fast-acting, and the relief it brings is easy and pleasant. Now, all you do is drop an Alka-Seltzer tablet or two into a glass of water, listen to it fizz, then drink it down. And because it's in solution when you take it, the pain reliever in Alka-Seltzer is right ready to go to work on your headache or acid indigestion distress, ready to bring you fast, welcome relief. So make it a point never to be without Alka-Seltzer. Keep a package where you work, a package in the car, and of course, always keep an eye on that home supply. Remembering, when those tablets get down to four, that's the time to buy some more Alka-Seltzer. All drugstores sell this dependable product. And don't forget, it can pay you to buy that extra package of Alka-Seltzer every time. Now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, after leaving the Grand Canyon, where they ran into Ben Withers again, Abner and his companions continued on their way to Las Vegas. And now as we look in on our friends, we find Abner in a telephone booth in a Las Vegas drugstore. Listen.
Hello, Lum? Doggies, I sure had a hard time getting you. That hotel vomit there at the desk don't seem to know nobody. Huh? Well, I'm in a drugstore, I think. Fact is, I'm in a little tiny house that's inside the drugstore. Just enough room in here for a telephone, that's about all. Telephone booth? Is that what they call them? Oh. Hey, well, what I called you about is to ask you, how do I get back to the hotel? Why, from here, of course. Well, that's just it. I don't know where I'm at. I'm lost. Well, I think I went south when I left the hotel, but I ain't sure. See, I started out to find a place where I could buy a picture postcard to send to Ben Withers and ask somebody where that La Cucaracha dude ranch was so we could find Elizabeth. And then I recollected I'd forgot my spectacles, and when I turned around to go back to the hotel, I couldn't find the dad blame place. Well, yeah, I reckon they could direct me from here. Yeah, maybe they got the postcards here, too. Yeah, I'll try that, but don't you leave the hotel now. I want to have somebody I can call in case I get lost again. All right. Goodbye. Doggies, it's hot in that contraption. Say, miss, could I get a drink of water?
Sure. What do you have with it? Is it hot enough for you?
Yeah, too hot if you want my notion. Doggies, I was thirsty.
Now what else do you want?
Well, first thing I want is to find Elizabeth.
Find who?
Elizabeth. She's been here in Las Vegas for a week now. Come out on the train.
Ah, you must have the wrong place, Grandpa. There ain't nobody here by that name. Well, there used to be a kid named Evelyn worked here, but she left him. I don't know where she went to.
No, I'm sure her name was Elizabeth. Oh, well, no, it was. I was married to her for, I don't know how many years. Seems like all my life.
Oh, it's your wife.
Yeah, she's kind of tall and wiry. Got her hair in a little round knot on the back of her head.
You say she's got a knot on her head?
Oh, no, it just looks like it. It's her hair all wadded up there. Have you saw her around any place?
Are you kidding?
Well, no, I figured you was bound to run into her sometime. She's been here might now a week.
My, I just can't understand why I ain't run into her at the club or around the pool.
Well, you know if you've seen her. She's got on a brand spanking new seersucker suit and bought it just special to make this trip in. Got a straw hat on with a big batch of vegetables on top of it. Well, ain't real vegetables, just artificial. Bananas and such, either carrots, I don't know what all.
Sounds real chic.
And she might be wearing a Battenberg coat. I know she brought it
there. Oh, no.
Well, she's the dress that's up at Elizabeth's ever been, I'll tell you that. You sure you ain't sore?
Believe me, if I had seen her, I'd never forget her.
Well, you must have saw her. She walks like this. Look.
Oh, no.
Got a good stride. She's developed it trying to keep up that young fan wheel to her when she's clowning.
I'll cut it out, will you?
I'd sure like to find her before our vacation's over.
Yeah, well, it would be nice.
Yes, it would. She's got all my clothes. You sure you ain't sore nowhere?
Well, of course I ain't, and cut it out. Well, it ain't funny no more.
Well, that's peculiar. When Elizabeth goes to a place, she gets acquainted with everybody around there sooner or later. Say, I'll tell you something else you might be able to help me with.
I wouldn't bet on it.
Could you tell me how I can get back to the Smedley Hotel?
Smedley.
Yeah, that's the name. You know where it's at?
I got news for you, Grandpa. You're in it.
Ah.
This drugstore is in the lobby of the Smedley Hotel.
Well, I'll be dead blamed. Well, no wonder I couldn't find it.
Hey, look, where are you from, Grandpa?
Pine Ridge, Arkansas.
No.
I live right in the city there.
Well, I could tell you was from the city.
Say, now, there's something else you can help me with. Have you got any picture postcards?
You might find the back part of the store. They got everything else here, I know.
I want to get them for a friend of mine, Ben Withers. Ben might not come to Las Vegas with us.
Yeah, ain't that chummy?
See, he was going to ride as far as Mount Ivy with us, but then he found out Mount Ivy was in the other direction, so he got out and was going to hike hitch, and when we got to Albert Choo Choo, there was Ben selling blankets. He got mixed up and went the wrong way.
I think if you go back
we bought all his blankets so he'd have enough money to buy a bus ticket back to Pine Ridge, and then we went home. And somehow we got lost and wound up at the Grand Canyon. And you know who we seen there?
Buffalo Bill?
Ben Withers.
Oh.
Bill fell in blanket. See, he got on the wrong bus and got off of there and hitched another ride, and somehow or other, he got to the Grand Canyon, too.
Look, Grandpa.
He bought his blankets all over again and got enough money for him to buy another bus ticket to Pine Ridge. And this time, we put him on the bus and made sure he wouldn't make another mistake. And the last thing he said to me was, be sure and send me a nice picture postcard of Las Vegas.
Yeah, and that's exactly what you ought to do, and right now. Now, you just go back to the back end of the store here and tell Al that you... Oh, no. No, Al ain't here no more. Oh, I got somebody new. Honestly, the way we change help around this joint is a crying shame.
Yeah, well, I'll go back and ask him. I'm sure I'm much obliged to you for helping me out, Mary.
I don't know why they ever fired Al. He was the best dancer they ever had around here. Not going to hire some old...
Hey, you, down behind the counter there. Could I get some picture postcards?
How's that?
I want to get some cards. Well, for the land sake.
My card.
Ben Withers.
Well, fancy meeting you here, Adam.
I just don't know what to say, Ben. I ain't gonna ask you how you got here.
Yes. How was your trip, Abra?
Oh, pretty good. Kept getting lost at all. Lum kept getting us off the road with them maps of his.
Yeah, I'll bet you're surprised to see me here.
Well, Ben, to be honest, no, I ain't.
Right. The bus might have stopped someplace, and I got off. And I guess when I got back on, I got on the wrong bus.
I don't doubt it at all.
Postcard to say you what?
Oh, well, I reckon I won't need one now. I was aiming on sending it to you.
Well, that's awfully thoughtful, Abner.
Well, why don't you just pick out one you like and look at it, and then I won't have to buy.
All right. That's a good plan. How's Milford and Cedric and everybody?
Oh, they're all right. They're up there in the hotel waiting for me. Elizabeth's the one I'm worried about.
Fine. Here's a nice card here I believe I'd like.
All right. Go ahead and look at it, Ben.
It's rather interesting. It says, a typical western dude ranch, La Cucaracha.
La Cucaracha? Well, that's the one we was going to stay at. That must be where Elizabeth's at now. Does it say how to get there?
No, it just shows a view of the place. Several people in it.
Yeah, let me see it.
Highly colorful place.
I doubt it ain't a one of these, Elizabeth. She ain't in this picture at all. Must not have got here. Poor Elizabeth. What's happened to her, Ben?
Well, I don't think she's in trouble, Abner.
Oh, she is. I know it. Yes, she is. Bless her little heart. Bless her little heart.
Well, now, Abner, I think what we should do is call out to the ranch place and see if she's there.
No, I looked at the picture here. She ain't there, Ben.
Well, that picture's probably taken some time ago.
Well, she's been here might not a week.
Fine. I'll be glad to jump on the phone and make a checkup out there anyway.
Well, I sure appreciate it if you would, Ben. I don't think it'll do no good, though.
Well, come on. It won't hurt to try.
No, anytime there's anybody taking pictures, that Elizabeth always gets right in the front row. Just love to have her picture took. And now, something terrible's happened to her. She might never have it taken again.
Oh, Abner, I think you're building this up in your mind. I don't think anything's happened to her.
Oh, yes, I know it has been. Running around this wild country all by herself. She needs me. I can see that now. I ought to come out at the same time she did.
Let's see. They ought to have that place listed in the phone book.
Poor Elizabeth. Poor little bedraggled bastard.
Here, Tess. Yeah. We'll just see what they have to say.
Never ought to let her get out of my sight. She's just plumb helpless without me being. She don't know how to get along in a place like this at all.
Hello? Is this the Cucaracha Ranch? Well, I'm inquiring about a Mrs. Elizabeth Peabody.
It's my wife, tell him, ma'am.
My wife? How's that? Well, say. He says she's there, and he'll try to get her to the phone.
Yeah, what's the matter? Is she sick in bed?
Well, he didn't say. He just said that she was there at the ranch. Hello? Well, yes, I see. Well, we'll call with her. Much obliged. Goodbye. He talked to Mrs. Peabody, and she said she couldn't come to the phone right now.
Oh, my goodness. What's the matter with her, Ben?
She's right in the middle of a water polo game, and she can't stop because she's the captain of her team.
Well, can Abner get out to the ranch in time to take care of poor, little, bedraggled Lizbeth?